In this verse, the best sadhana is explained, which brings us to our spiritual goal.
U ovom stihu je objašnjen najbolji način sadhane koji će nas dovesti do željenog cilja.
And I thought it is wise to talk this morning about it, because this evening we will go into the Namyakya.
I ja sam mislio da je ovog jutra sasvim prikladno govoriti o tome, s obzirom na to da ćemo ove večer imati Namyakya.
Our goal in spiritual life is it's called sadhya. It is to associate again with Krishna in our original constitutional position.
I naš cilj u duhovnom životu naziva se sadhya, i to znači da mi ponovo želimo da se družimo sa Krishnom u našem izvornom duhovnom obliku.
Prabhupada once said our goal is to dance with Krishna, to eat with Krishna, and to love Krishna.
Šrila Prabhupada je jednom prilikom rekao da se naš cilj sastoji u tome da opet plešemo sa Krishnom, da jedemo sa njim i da volimo Krishnu.
Now for every sadhya or goal, a specific sadhana is given in the Vedic scriptures.
U vedskim spisima za svaki cilj ili sadhju data je određena sadhana.
A little while ago, I was interested in learning how to fly in the yogic way.
I nešto malo pre ovoga, ja sam bio zainteresan za to da naučim kako da letim, kao što to jogi rade.
I thought it was would be very helpful to fly around. It would also be very nice for creating interest in Krishna consciousness.
I ja sam mislio da bi to bilo od velike pomoći kada bih ja znao kako da letim, a također sam mislio da bi to u ljudima probudilo više interesovanja za ovu svesnost Krishne.
But I when I found out what is the sadhana to reach this goal, I gave up disappointed because I couldn't do it.
Ali kada sam otkrio kakva je sadhana za ovaj cilj, onda sam odustao i bio sam razočaran što nisam to mogao da uradim.
You have to meditate for years on the different material elements.
Potrebno je godinama meditirati na različite materijalne elemente.
And then in some mystic way you have to become those elements.
I onda na određeni mističan način vi morate da postanete ti elementi.
It's very, very strogosti what you have to do.
I to je jako, jako velika strogost to što bi trebalo da uradite.
Yes, so, but this is the sadhana for learning how to fly.
Ali to je bila sadhana za učiti kako da se leti.
If you wish to have just any goal, there has to be an appropriate sadhana.
Ako želite da postignete bilo koji cilj, za to uvek postoji određena sadhana.
In the beginning we do this sadhana in a quite mechanical way.
I na početku mi izvodimo tu sadhanu na prilično mehanički način.
But after some time the sadhana becomes spontaneous.
Ali nakon nekog vremena ta sadhana postaje spontana.
Sadhana, when we speak of a spiritual sadhana, I don't mean now the sadhana how to fly, but a sadhana to bring so that we can go back to Krishna. We understand that the sadhana brings out what is already inherently there within us.
Kada govorimo o sadhani u duhovnom životu koja će nas odvesti nazad Krišni, onda mi govorimo o sadhani koja se već nalazi u nama.
It is said in this understanding that the chanting of Hare Krishna, which is our main sadhana, to attain love of Godhead, brings out that love of Godhead which is already there. It's not imported or imagined to be there.
I kaže se da je pevanje Hare Krishna maha mantra koja je u stvari naša glavna sadhana i koja nas treba dovesti nazad Bogu, jeste u stvari već prisutna, u stvari treba da probudi tu ljubav koja se već nalazi uspavana u našem srcu.
Now, as I indicated in the beginning, we will do this type of sadhana in a little mechanical way, and then it is hoped that it will become spontaneous.
I kao što sam na početku napomenuo, mi to isprva radimo mehanički, ali se barem očekuje da to po vremenom pređe u spontanu praksu.
There's a lot of talk about in other countries about Vaidhi Bhakti and Raga Bhakti.
U drugim zemljama jako se puno govori o Vaidhi Bhakti i Raga Bhakti. Raga Bhakti.
Yeah, Raga Bhakti is the Bhakti which we do with spontaneous attraction.
I Raga Bhakti je Bhakti koju mi izvodimo sa spontanom privlačnošću.
And Vaidhi Bhakti is that which we do in an automatic way, you know, a mechanical way, following some rules which will elevate us.
A Vaidhi Bhakti je ono što izvodimo na mehanički način, prateći određena pravila.
Radha Kripa was a little bewildered about Raga Bhakti and Raga Nuga Bhakti. I understand. What is Raga Nuga Bhakti?
I ovdje Radha Kripa se malo zbunila oko Raga Nuga Bhakti i Raga Bhakti, tako da sada ćemo saznati šta je to Raga Nuga Bhakti.
See, when you perform Raga Bhakti, you have rag in your heart, that is spontaneous attraction.
I to znači da kada izvodite Raga Bhakti, to znači da u vašem srcu već postoji raga, odnosno postoji ta spontana privrženost.
And when you practice Raga Nuga Bhakti, you may not yet have attachment or raga in your heart, but you follow the example of those who have, and hope that by this following, which is not imitation, that raga manifests. Or appears within you.
A kada praktikujete Raga Nuga Bhakti, to znači da vi onda još uvijek u svom srcu nemate tu spontanu privrženost gospodinu, ali u isto vrijeme vi slijedite primjere uzvišenih duša koje imaju takvu privrženost, znači ne radi se o imitaciji, već o slijedjenju njihovog primjera, i na taj način vi smatrate da će se tokom vremena manifestovati ta spontana privrženost u vašem srcu.
Please do not worry or start to look bored. I will not bore you with technical definitions this morning.
I ja bih vas zamolio da se sad ne zabrinete i da se ne dosađujete, zato što vas neću mučiti ovim tehničkim objašnjenjima.
It will, in a moment, you will almost not be able to breathe any longer with fascination.
I za samo jedan trenutak nećete biti u mogućnosti čak ni da dišete od fascinacije.
But you need to concentrate a little so that we set up the frame.
Ali morate...
I want to set up a philosophical frame in the beginning.
Ali morate za trenutak malo da se skoncentrišete, zato što na početku želim da napravim jedan filozofsku podlogu za sve ovo.
Now it is said by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that those who chant in a very special way will, by the power of the holy name, advance from the state of mechanical practice to the practice which is done with spontaneous attachment or raga bhakti.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da osobe koje mantraju na jako specijalan način Hare Krishna Maha Mantru, da će one tokom vremena uznapredovati od ovog mehaničkog mantranja do mantranja sa spontanom privrženošću.
And we will this morning talk about this.
I mi ćemo ovog jutra govoriti o tome.
But because I see we are still not, you are just getting into the subject, I want to ask you a question. Please think about this question.
Ali pošto vidim da nekako još uvijek ne možete da uhvatite ovu temu koju govorimo, ja sada želim da vam postavim jedno pitanje i da vas zamolim da razmislite o tom pitanju.
Are you satisfied with the spiritual practice which you just do automatically, or do you think it would be nice to chant with love and affection in your heart, or practice with love and spontaneity.
Da li ste vi sami zadovoljni duhovnom praksu koju izvodite tako mehanički i automatski, ili biste želeli da izvodite svoju duhovnu praksu sa spontanošću i sa privrženošću?
Let me ask you, are you satisfied with dry spiritual practice, or do you want some juice?
I ja bih želela da vas pitam, da li ste vi zadovoljni tom suvom duhovnom praksom, ili biste ipak želeli neki sok, neki ukus tome?
Are you satisfied with struggling with your minds after 10 years of chanting, or do you think it would be nice if I feel something?
Da li ste zadovoljni da se nakon 10 godina još uvijek borite sa svojim umom dok mantrate, ili mislite da bi trebalo da osjetite već neku ljubav u svom srcu?
Are you satisfied to stay the eternal neophyte, you know, where even a new bhakta seems to have more life than you?
I da li ste srećni da ostanete večni početnik, ili i da vidite kako i novi bhakta ima više, je više živ, oživljen od vas?
These are of course provocative questions.
I naravno, ovo su provokativne pitanje.
And they contain the answer within themselves.
I ona već u sebi sadrže i odgovor.
Please listen to this quote which will make you happy.
I molim vas da sada poslušate ovaj citat koji će vas učiniti srećnim.
Vidima ga ratajane svadina ratna dane raga marga karare pravesh. It says to the practitioner of devotion who is fixed in the regulative to make it more simple, the holy name will give to the practitioner of devotion who is fixed in the regulative principles vidimaga.
Osobi koja peva sveto ime i koja je usresređena na principe vidimaga, sveto ime će dati.
The holy name will give to this practitioner the jewel of freedom, placing him on the path of spontaneous devotion.
Sveto ime će ovakvoj osobi dati dragu i slobode i postavit će je na put.
Path of spontaneous devotion.
Na put spontane predanosti.
Again, in simple words. The chanting of the holy name will elevate the practitioner from the level of vaidhi bhakti, or performing due to rules and regulations, to the level of raga bhakti, or performing devotion with spontaneity and love.
Znači, sve to ime će zvisiti osobu koja praktikuje duhovnu, koja ima duhovnu praksu sa puta vaidhi bhakti, gde ona izvodi predano služenje u skladu sa regulativnim pravilima i propisima, do nivoa raga bhakti, na koji će osoba moći da izvodi predano služenje sa spontanom privrženošću.
I want to make it very clear and very simple for you.
Ja želim da ovo napravim za vas tako da možete to jako lako da razumete, jako jednostavno.
A person who has no love and affection for the holy name will practice 16 rounds a day. It's now 12 o'clock in the night. No, it's 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. I really wish to sleep, but I must chant 2 more rounds. What a misery.
I osoba koja nema ljubavi i privrženosti u svojoj srcu, njoj će se desiti da u 12 sati noću, ne u 12, nego čak u 10 do 12, ona sedi i pomisli, joj, 16 krugova, imam sad još 2 kruga i sad treba da ih izmatram, joj, koja beda.
But if I don't do it, my guru will look at my eyes and immediately he will see I've again not chanted 16 rounds today, and that he will be very upset with me.
Ali ako ne, ja ne izmatram ta svoja dva kruga, onda će moj guru mojim očima vidjeti kako ja nisam izmatrao svojih 16 krugova i bit će jako uznemiren zbog toga.
Oh no, I'm with my attractive young wife. They have to practice regulative principles now.
Oh, ne, ja sam sada sa svojom jako privlačnom mladom ženom i mi bi sad trebalo da praktikujemo ove regulativne principe.
Every atom in my body yearns to go over the limits.
I svaki atom u mom telu žudi da pređe sve granice.
But if I do it, I go to hell and burn.
Ali ako to uradim, ja ću otići u pakao i goreću.
I better budi dobar.
Tako bolje da budem dobar.
Yes. What do you think does Krishna think about such devotees?
I šta vi mislite, šta Krishna misli o takvim bhaktama?
He thinks good that they try to come to some level.
On misli dobro da makar pokušavaju da dođu do nekog nivoa.
But he is not so pleased.
Ali on nije toliko zadovoljan.
He wants love.
On želi ljubav.
He's not a slave driver.
I on nije vozač robova.
How do you react when someone comes to you as I have to give you this garland, it's our tradition?
Kako vi reagujete kada bi neko došao kod vas i rekao mi, jo, ja moram da ti dam ovaj garland pošto to naša tradicija?
If I don't do it, but I regret that I spent 10 euros on this garland.
Jo, ja to moram da uradim, a mi je stvarno toliko žao da sam morao da potrošim i ovih 10 eura za to.
You would say, no need to give garland, be peaceful, it's much nicer if you're peaceful.
I vi biste onda rekli, nema potrebe da mi daješ taj garland, bolje da ti budeš miran.
Only things which are done with affection will please.
I samo stvari koje su urađene sa privrženošću imaju nekog efekta.
Things which are done without affection are not pleasing.
A stvari koje se urade bez te privrženosti, one jednostavno ne zadovoljavaju.
Imagine you come to the summer camp and Madhva Muni and Nakshatri, they receive you and said, we have to give you accommodation in prasadam. Oh, otherwise we are not good domaćin, or what is it? Yeah.
I zamislite kada biste vi došli na letnji kamp, a tu vas dočekuju Madhva Muni i Nakshatri, onda vam kažu, jo, sad moramo da vam damo i smeštaj i prasadam, inače nećemo da budemo dobri domaćini.
Oh, you typical Hare Krishna people, always hungry.
Jo, vi Hare Krishna ljudi ste uvijek tako gladni.
And we have to give you something.
I mi sad moramo da vam damo.
You would say, we can make some arrangement for ourselves. No need. Be peaceful.
I vi biste onda rekli, neka mi ćemo sami nešto se snađemo, samo vi budite mirni.
We can go in the forest, there will be some fruit tree, no problem.
Možemo da odemo u šume da tamo nađemo neko voće, samo vi budite mirni.
I think it is easily to be understood that first of all, it's in the interest of the Lord that we do things out of love.
I mislim da je jako lako razumeti da je u Krišninom interesu da mi radimo stvari sa ljubavi.
And then it's also our interest that we do things out of love, because otherwise it's always we have to force ourselves.
A onda je također i u našem interesu da mi stvari radimo sa ljubavlju, iz ljubavi, inače stalno moramo da se prisiljamo.
And how long can you go on under pressure?
I koliko dugo možete da izdržite pod takvim pritiskom?
Bhakti Charu Maharaj always brings the example, how long can I keep my fist like this?
I Bhakti Charu Maharaj uvek ima ovaj primjer i kaže, koliko dugo ja mogu da držim svoju pesnicu ovako stegnuto?
Already in my hand grč is coming.
I čak i u mojoj ruci već se javlja grč.
But like this, you can the whole day, you can just rest the hand here and very naturally go.
Ali kad vam je ruka ovako opuštena, onda možete celog dana tako da je držite, jako prirodno, nema nikakve probleme.
You cannot practice Krishna consciousness for long if you only, I have to do this, otherwise I go to hell, or I'm not a good devotee, or I don't get initiated.
I jednostavno ne možete jako dugo da praktikujete duhovni život u tom raspoloženju, joj, sada ako ovo ne uradim, onda ću goreti u paklu, onda neće biti dobar bhakta, neće dobiti inicijaciju.
So, if you chant every day, this is what the verse says, you will develop a spontaneous attraction to the practice.
I ono što se u ovom stihu kaže jeste da ako mantrate svakog dana, onda ćete prirodno razviti tu spontanu privrženost prema toj praksi.
If you only chant somehow under great pressure, 16 rounds, how naive and foolish I was to promise this, then you will not please Krishna, and it's also not, it is not good for your spirituality.
I ako svakog dana mantrate sa takvim pritiskom i mislite, jo, kako sam bio glup da obećam da ću da mantram svakog dana 16 krugova, onda u isto vrijeme niti ćete zadovoljiti Krišnu, a niti ćete vi sami biti zadovoljni.
Now at this stage my audience could split in two camps.
I sad u ovom trenutku moja publika bi mogla da se podeli na dva tabora.
The camp which I do not want to happen is that we say, okay, it's very clear, I will just reduce my rounds now.
I ja ne bih želeo da se napravi sada jedan tabor koji bi rekao u redu, ja ću onda samo da smanjim broj svojih krugova.
We heard 16 rounds under pressure is not in the interest of God and the jiva. Then Vaichant.
I mantrati 16 krugova pod pritiskom nije ni u kakvom interesu ni Krišne ni Džive, zato što onda da mantram.
This is not what I have said.
I to nije ono što sam ja sada rekao.
It would be a Balkan interpretation.
I to bi bila balkanska interpretacija.
So then what do I say about this problem?
Šta je ono što ja želim da kažem o ovom problemu?
You need to chant properly.
Treba da mantrate ispravno.
And by chanting properly, you will come on the desired platform where you will chant out of ljubav.
I mantrajući ispravno doći ćete do platforme na kojoj ćete mantrati sa ljubavlju.
It is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if one affectionately, please note these two words, and respectfully chants the holy name every single day.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, ako osoba mantra svakog dana, i sada molim vas obratite pažnju na ove dve reči, sa privrženošću i sa poštovanjem,
then this chanting will destroy the roots of the material disease.
Onda će takvo mantranje uništiti sam koren materijalne bolesti.
What is the material disease?
A šta je to materijalna bolest?
We are not attracted to Krishna, but to Maya.
To je da nismo privučeni Krishnom, već Majom.
And gradually, such chanting will become tasteful.
I postepeno ovako mantranje će postati puno ukusa.
And then he gives an example, just like taking sugar candy becomes tasty for someone with jaundice.
I sada Bhaktivinoda Thakur daje primjer, upravo kao što kušanje tršćanog šećera postaje jako ukusno za osobu koja je obolela od žutice.
So, he says, one should affectionately and respectfully chant the holy name.
Tako da ono što Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže jeste da bi osoba trebalo da mantra sveto ime sa privrženošću i sa poštovanjem.
In another place, the Bhajan Rahasya, he has said, we should chant japa and meditate about Krishna's name with affection and respect.
A na jednom drugom mjestu u svojoj knjizi Bhajan Rahasya, on kaže da bi trebalo da pevamo sveto ime sa privrženošću i sa poštovanjem.
And then he has given some other very helpful advices.
I onda nam je dao neke druge savete koje nam mogu jako, jako pomoći.
These advices are very important if you wish to do your sadhana.
I svi ovi savjeti su jako važni ako vi želite da poboljšate svoj sadhan.
If you do not do these advices, you will be in great problem.
I ako ne prihvatite ove savjete, onda ćete se naći u velikoj nevolji.
Let me give you an example, because it's so important. Everyone wants health, right?
I sada ću vam dati jedan primjer. Svi žele dobro zdravlje, zar ne?
And some of you have maybe heard that a good way to obtain health is to do every day Surya Namaskar.
A neki od vas su možda čuli da je način da se postigne dobro zdravlje da se svaki dan izvodi vežba koja se naziva Surya Namaskar.
But if you do it somehow or other,
ali ako to na neki način uradite,
and do not follow the details,
a opet ne sledite detalje,
then you will create problems for your back.
Onda ćete stvoriti samo probleme za svoje leđe.
As you know, I am a back patient and I can tell you I went through several hospitals in Germany and many doctors told me, see, we all have, most of our patients come from the yoga department who get back problems by doing bad practice.
Kao što znate, ja sam osoba koja pati od bolova u leđima i tako da sam zbog toga posjetio jako puno bolnica u Nemačkoj i onda su mi doktori rekli da većina njihovih pacijenata koji imaju bolove u leđima dolaze tamo upravo zbog toga što su bili na jogi i što nisu pravilno izvodili vežbe.
For instance, I have to see that I don't go to Prabhupada. When I do the Surya Namaskar, if I go down like this,
na primjer, ako u toku izvođenja vežbe Surya Namaskar sagnem se ovako,
I create a big problem for this area.
Oops. Onda ja stvaram veliki problem za ovo područje.
I have to go down by keeping the back straight. Watch.
Ja moram da se spustim dole tako što ću svoje leđe držati ispravnim. Samo pogledajte.
Then there's absolutely no pressure in this problem area.
I onda nema nikakvog pritiska u ovom problematičnom području.
But I won't be able to go much further down than this, yeah.
Ali onda u tom slučaju ja ne mogu da odem mnogo niže od ovoga.
Now if I would go like this, no problem.
Kada bih se sagnuo ovako, onda nema nikakvog problema da se sagnem
dole. But then I get back problems.
Ali onda imam probleme u leđima.
So better like this.
Tako da je bolje ovako.
The point here was, you need to know the detail, otherwise you harm yourself.
I poenta na koju sam želeo da vam ukažem jeste da morate znati sve detalje, inače ćete povrediti samog sebe.
When you do the sadhana for getting love of Godhead, you need to know how to do it, otherwise it won't work.
I kada želite da izvodite sadhanu kako biste doveli ljubav prema Bogu, onda morate da znate kako da to uradite, inače je nećete dobiti tu ljubav.
So those of you who are interested now in the proper sadhana, take your notebook and your pen. First point, you must chant with affection and respect.
Prva poenta, morate mantrati sa privrženošću i sa poštovanjem.
Second point, you must concentrate the mind on the chanting alone.
Druga poenta, morate usredsrediti svoj um na samo mantranje.
Third point,
treća poenta,
you must be pure in mind and avoid speaking uselessly. Oops.
Morate biti čisti u umu i morate izbjegavati da uzalud govorite u prazno.
Fourth point,
Fourth
point. Have I become mixed up? Fourth point? Yeah. Where are we? Fourth point. You must meditate about the meaning of the mantra when you chant.
Četvrta poenta je da morate da meditirate na značenje, na smisao mantre dok mantrate.
And the last point, you must remain patient.
A poslednja poenta jeste da morate da ostanete strpljivi.
In other words, don't allow hopelessness to rule you when you don't get quick results.
Drugim rečima, nemojte da dopustite beznadežnosti da ovlada vama kada ne dobijete brze rezultate.
Mm-hmm. If you chant like this, you will experience a mystical wonder.
Drugim rečima, ako mantrate na ovaj način, onda ćete moći da iskusite jedno mistično čudo.
While you chant like this, you will see how from the name the form of Lord Krishna arises.
Drugim rečima, kada mantrate na ovaj način, moći ćete da obazite kako se iz imena razvija oblik Krishna.
You will actually see Krishna's qualities.
I onda ćete u stvari vidjeti Krishnine osobine.
You will see him in a pastime.
I vidjet ćete Krishnu u njegovim zabavama.
Where he is hiding behind a tree because he wants to meet Radharani, but he is in the midst of Radharani's courtyard and Yatila is there.
I vidjet ćete kako se on krije iza drveta zato što želi da se da vidi Radharani, ali sve se to dešava u Yatilinom dvorištu gdje se ona nalazi.
And then Krishna wants to give a signal to Radharani and he will go cuckoo, cuckoo.
I onda Krishna želi da da neki signal Radharani i onda će ono ponašati kukavicu.
And Yatila comes up. What is this? This is not an ordinary cuckoo.
I onda će Yatila da se pojavi da kaže šta je ovo, ovo nije obična kukavica.
And Krishna is highly afraid. He has to hide in the tree.
A Krishna će se onda jako uplašiti, onda mora da se sakrije u tom
drvetu. The whole night he tries to call Radharani kuku kuku, but always Yatila comes.
I on čitave noći pokušava da dozove Radharani, ali svakog puta samo se Yatila pojavlja.
This the chanting of the holy name will finally give you your own spiritual body and keep you right at Krishna's side.
I ovakvo mantranje će vam najzadati vaše sopstveno duhovno telo i dovešće vas pored samo Krišnje.
And it will but now please do not think that oh this is just some promise.
Ali molim vas da sada ne pomislite da je ovo samo nekakvo obećanje.
When you learn to chant properly, this will be your experience. This is your experience. There are many devotees who experience like this.
I kada naučite da mantrate ispravno, onda ćete moći ovo da iskusite i postoje mnogi bhakti koji ovo već doživljavaju.
In the morning, each morning, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifest in this earth, the residents of Navadvip came to say dobro jutro to the Lord.
I svakog jutra dok je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio manifestovan na ovoj zemlji, stanovnici Navadvipa bi došli da mu požele dobro jutro.
They brought gifts of bananas for Lord Chaitanya.
Oni bi za gospodina Chaitanya doneli darove u obliku banane.
It must have been around this time the sun was slowly coming up.
I mora da se to dešavalo upravo u ovo vreme kada se sunce polako dizalo iznad horizonta.
They said, here Mahaprabhu, for your cooking, finest ghee for you.
I onda bi oni rekli, izvoli Mahaprabhu, za tvoju kuhinju, ovo je najbolji, najfiniji ghee.
And they brought flower garlands for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I onda bi doneli cvetne garlande za Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And the Lord received them.
I onda bi gospodin primio.
Because these inhabitants of Navadvip had been with Lord Chaitanya in many of his incarnations.
Upravo zato što su ovi stanovnici Navadvipa bili zajedno sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhom u mnogim od njegovih prethodnih inkarnacija.
And looking with them at them, the Lord had tears of love in his eyes.
I gledajući na njih, gospodin je imao suze u svojim očima.
Sometimes he would ask, how did the marriage of your daughter go? Was it satisfactory?
I ponekad bi nekoga upitao, šta se dešava sa brakom tvoje ćerke, da li je on zadovoljavajući?
And the devotee would respond, by your mercy, husband and wife are absorbed in your transcendental service.
A onda bi ta osoba odgovorila, tvojom milošću, moja ćerka i njen muž su usresređeni u tvoje predivne zabave.
And sometimes he would joke with some of these Navadvip Vasis by imitating the dialect, the funny dialect of the people from Srihatta.
A ponekad bi se on šalio sa stanovnicima Navadvipa tako što bi imitirao jako smešan dijalekat kojim se govorilo u Srihati.
Like we feel very happy when we hear Leila.
Kao što se mi osjetimo jako sretnim kada čujemo Lele.
Yes, because it is the dialect.
Zato što je to jedan dijalekt.
Yes, I have learned this from Bhakti Granta with great attention. Yes.
Ja sam ovo naučio od Bhakti Granta.
The day before yesterday I've learned this new word.
Prekjuče sam to naučio, tu novu reč.
So the devotees used to laugh with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the funny dialect, not of Serbia but of Srihatta.
Tako da su se stanovnici navali, pa takođe smejali sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhom zbog tog čudnog dijalekta, ali ne dijalekta iz Srbije, već iz Srihatte iz Navani.
But then Mahaprabhu would start to bless these devotees.
I onda bi Mahaprabhu započeo da blagosilja svoje bhakte.
He would say, may you all attain devotional service to Krishna.
I onda bi im on rekao, neka svi dostignete predano služenje Krišni.
And he would say, do not speak about anything other than the names and qualities of Krishna.
I onda bi im također rekao, nemojte govoriti ni o čemu drugom osim o imenu i o kvalitetima Krišni.
Hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and be happy.
Jednostavno počujte Hare Krishna mantru i budite srećni.
And he said, now I will teach you this mantra.
I onda bi rekao, sada ću vas naučiti ovo mantra.
And he said, it's there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then he said, this is the Maha Mantra. All of you, go and chant this mantra according to a prescribed number.
I onda bi rekao, sada idite i pevajte ovu mantru u skladu sa propisanim brojem.
Prescribed number. Hmm. Yes. It means nibbanda is the word.
I reč koja se ovdje upotrebljava jeste nirbanda.
The Lord said, first do japa.
I gospodin je rekao, prvo vi uradite japa.
And japa is explained as ridyuchate, that means you have to chant with your heart, otherwise it's not proper japa.
A način na koji je japa objašnjena jeste da to morate uraditi sa svojim srcem, inače to nije japa.
If you chant only from the mind or without a mind.
Ako mantrate bez svog uma.
It is not mantra.
Onda to nije mantra.
You must chant from the heart, from this place.
Morate jednostavno mantrati iz svog srca.
He said, and you must repeat with your heart and with your emotions.
I morate ponavljati mantru sa svojim emocijama i sa svojim srcem.
And you must know that there are three types of japa.
I treba sad da znate da postoje tri vrste japa.
And we do of the three types one type.
A mi od te tri vrste radimo jednu vrstu.
There is vačika.
Tu je vačika.
Manasika.
Manasika.
And upangsu.
I upangsu.
Vačika means very loud chanting.
Vačika označava jako glasno mantranje.
This we don't do.
I mi to nikada ne radimo.
Only my neighbor did it the other day.
Ali moj susjed je to radio od neki dan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. That is not proper.
I to nije ispravno.
And the other is manasika.
Druga stvar, druga vrsta džape je manasika.
It means you chant like this.
I to znači da mantrate poput ovog.
I chanted it, but it was in the mind.
Ja sam sada upravo izmatrao, ali to je bilo u umu.
That is also not how Mahaprabhu instructed us.
I to takođe nije način na koji nas je Mahaprabhu, na koji nam je on dao instrukciju da mantra.
His instruction is upangsu, just very softly that only you can hear it. But with the heart and with emotions.
Ali znači mora se mantrati sa srcem i sa emocijama.
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction was, this was the first shloka, this is the Maha Mantra, all of you go and chant this mantra according to a prescribed number.
Znači, to je bila prva instrukcija Čaitanja Mahaprabhu kada im je dao Mahamantru, a onda mi je rekao, sada svi uzmite ovu mantru, idite i mantrate u skladu sa propisanim brojem.
This is called Vaidhi Bhakti. This is the first level.
I ovo je prvi stupanj koji se naziva Vaidhi Bhakti.
But then the result comes.
Ali onda stiže rezultat.
By doing so, everyone will attain perfection. Always chant. Not a prescribed number any longer, but always. There is no other prescription.
I sledeći ovo, svi će dostići željeni rezultat i onda će uvek mantrati.
Simply by constant, if you chant like this, you will get love of Godhead.
Jednostavno, ako mantrate na ovaj način, dostići ćete ljubav prema Bogu.
Yes. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he set up a certain nibbanda for his followers.
I kada je gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio u Jagannath Puriju, on je onda ustanovio određenu nibbandu za svoje pratioce.
Everyone had to chant 64 rounds, otherwise Lord Chaitanya wouldn't accept anything from them.
I svi su morali da mantraju 64 kruga. Inače, gospodin Čitanj Mahaprabhu nije želeo da prihvati bilo što od
njih. In Vaishnava history, there was one king called Gopal Singh, who was a Vaishnav, who also chanted 64 rounds.
I u Vaishnavskoj istoriji postoje jedan kralj koji se zvao Gopal Singh i koji je također mantrao 64 kruga.
Imagine, he demanded from everyone in his kingdom to chant every day 64 rounds.
I sada zamislite, on je zahtevao od svih svojih podanika u svom kraljestvu da svakog dana mantraju 64 kruga.
There was a japa police going around.
I postojala čak i neka japa policija koja je išla u nokolo.
Now you can imagine if we would demand this in the Hare Krishna movement, only 5 people would remain in this room.
I da li onda možete da vidite kada bismo to isto stvar napravili u Hare Krishna pokretu, onda bi samo 5 osoba ostalo u ovoj sobi.
Prabhupada saw that we didn't want to do it and he said, okay, 16 rounds.
Prabhupada je vidio
da we couldn't do it maybe like this.
Prabhupada je vidio da mi to nismo mogli da izvedemo i zato je rekao u redu 16 krugova.
But Gopal Singh, you know, he demanded it.
Ali Gopal Singh, on je to zahtevao.
Just imagine a simple farmer.
I sada zamislite jednog jednostavnog
radnika. He has gone all day on his field.
Koji čitavog dana radi na svojim poljima.
He's tired.
I onda je umoran.
He is his skin is still burning from the sun.
I njegova koža još uvijek gori od sunca.
He comes back at 8 o'clock.
I vrati se kući u 8 sati.
In the evening.
Uveče.
I have now chanted 8 rounds.
I on sad sam mantrao 8 krugova.
That means 64 minus 8. I have to go to a brahmana to calculate this.
To znači 64 krugova minus 8 i sad moram dodam do brahmana da mi ovo izračuna.
And the brahmana would say, you have 56 rounds left. It's 8 o'clock now.
I Brahmana bi mu rekao, ima 56 zaostalih krugova, a sada je već 8 sati uveče.
The simple farmer would say, but I have not even showered, and I have not eaten anything, I'm so hungry.
Ali ovaj jednostavni zemljoradnik bi rekao, ali ja se nisam još ni istuširao, nisam čak ništa ni jeo.
I'm so mental.
Tako sam mental.
And yes, okay, I'm so mental or whatever. And do you think Krishna would now be pleased if he chants 56 rounds somehow?
Da li mislite da bi Krishna bio zadovoljan kada bi on u ovakvom stanju izmantrao svojih 56 krugova?
I think, you know, there would not be much benefit.
I ja mislim da bi on znao da tu ne bi bilo mnogo dobrobiti.
Because he cannot chant with affection.
Zato što on u ovom trenutku ne može da mantra sa
prijateljem. In this situation he just finds the chanting to be like the supreme torture.
I u ovom stanju on će naći da je mantranje jednako najveće mučenje.
Therefore Prabhupada, seeing that we also are a little bit like these farmers, he said 16 rounds.
I onda pošto je Šrila Prabhupada video da smo mi upravo nalik ovom zemljoradniku, on je rekao u redu za vas samo 16 krugova.
And because he is Acharya, what he gives his instructions, they are empowered, and he can make such changes.
I s obzirom to da je on Acharya, onda kada on daje instrukcije, one su opunomoćene, tako da on može da ih promeni.
But my dear devotees, this doesn't mean that we should now make such changes in our japa practice. Oh, 3.5 rounds is good for me.
Ali, moj dragi bhakti, to ne znači da bi sada i mi trebalo da pravimo neke izmene u svojoj japi, da kažemo u redu, 3.5 kruga za mene i to je dosta.
We are not Acharyas.
Zato što mi nismo Acharya.
Our words are not empowered by Krishna.
I naše reči nisu opunomoćene od strane Krishna.
But also we must be very careful that our practice doesn't become just this pressure chanting.
Ali mi u isto vreme moramo biti jako pažljivi da naša praksa ne postane to mantranje pod pritiskom.
Because that will also not help us.
Zato što nam to takođe neće pomoći.
The real help is if we chant with affection.
Prava pomoć jeste kada mantramo sa privrženošću.
Yes. Trida, Trida Sharoy, you look so sweet when you sleep. Jiva Goswami says there is Kevala Japa, that's just Japa which brings you to Vaikuntha.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže da postoji Kevala Japa, to je ona japa koja će vas odvesti do Vaikunte.
And Sneha Samyukta Japa, it means japa with love, which brings you to Goloka Vrindavan.
I Sneha Samyukta Japa, to je japa sa ljubavlju koja će vas dovesti do Goloka Vrindavan.
Now, how can we obtain love for our sadhana of chanting?
I sada kako možemo da dostignemo tu ljubav iz naše sadhane, naše mantrane? Kako možemo da dostignemo ljubav prema našem mantram?
This is do you think this is an important question or is it more an unimportant question?
I što vi mislite, da li je ovo važno pitanje ili je beznačajno?
It is important. First of all, we are instructed we must avoid the offenses.
I to je važno pitanje i prvo imamo instrukciju da bi trebalo da izbegavamo uvrede.
And then we must, is advised that we must go to chanting where we can chant with full attention.
A onda moramo mantrati na takav način da mantramo sa punom pažnjom na takvom mjestu.
These are the difficult points. With puno concentratio.
Znači sa punom koncentracijom.
Yes. This is not so easy.
I to nije tako lako.
Raghunath Goswami has said, my journey is very difficult.
I Raghunath Goswami je rekao, moje putovanje je izuzetno teško.
There are always gangsters on my path which steal my whole concentration.
Tu su uvek prisutni gangsteri na mom putu koji kradu svu moju koncentraciju.
Like the mafia is always coming.
Kao što mafija uvek dolazi.
I must have when the gangsters come of lust, greed and all these distracted things, the only shelter for me is to call out the names of the pure devotees.
I kada dođu gangsteri, požude i pohlepe i svih tih stvari koje odvlače moju pažnju, moja jedina nada, jedino utočište jeste da dozivam imena čistih bhakti.
Yeah, I remember last, 2 years ago, Govinda Gopal, Nanda, Dulal and maybe, I don't know if Sundarananda was, yes, Sundarananda was also there and some others, we drove back in the darkness from Vashana to Suryakund.
I ja se sećam, pre 2 godine se desilo da smo se Govinda Gopal, Nanda Dulal, Sundara Nanda i ja vozili od Vashana ka Suryakundu.
And I remember we were on this little road and then there were 2 gundas with a lantern waving our jeep down to stop.
I ja se sećam da te noći kada smo se vraćali, Na našem putu su se odjedanput pojavila dva bandita koja su mahali svojim lampama i želeli su da zaustave naše kolo.
You know what it means. They are first two and then you stop and then you are all of a sudden 20 gundas and they take everything away from you, even your married ring.
I to u stvari znači da vi prvo vidite dvojicu, ali da onda kada zaustavite svoj džip, tu se pojavi njih 20 i onda oni pokupe apsolutno sve što vi imate, čak i vas, vaš venčani prsten.
And if you don't give them anything, then it is then they scratch you. I mean, if you say you have no money, they begin to scratch your face that you're bleeding and do not look beautiful for the rest of your life.
A onda ako im kažete da nemate apsolutno ništa sa sobom, onda oni počnu da grebu vaše lice tako da više ne izgledate baš tako privlačno.
So we were prepared. We had a gunman with us.
Mi smo bili pripremljeni, mi smo imali osobu koja je imala pušku.
And we told the gunman, now shoot in the air. You know, this is bridge passing ritual.
I mi smo onda rekli toj osobi koja je bila s nama, koja je imala pušku, e sad dalje ti malo pucaj u vazduh.
But,
mislim, razumete, to je jedan bridge passing ritual.
But we had forgotten that we were in India. Of course, the gunman had forgotten his gun.
Ali mi smo zaboravili da smo se nalazili u Indiji i što se desilo, naš čovjek sa puškom je zaboravio svoju pušku.
So at this moment the driver became afraid.
I tako da u tom trenutku naš vozač je postao jako uplašen.
And Govinda Gopal, knowing that we really wanted to go back to Suryakund, he said to the driver, he shook him and said, go, go, brzo, you know, just full speed. Vroom.
I onda je Govinda Gopal, koji je znao da mi stvarno želimo da se vratimo na Suryakund te noći, rekao našem vozaču, ajde sad samo vozi punom brzinom.
But then we began to sincerely discuss this idea.
Ali mi smo onda počeli jako otvoreno da razgovaramo o ovoj ideji.
Because most probably the gundas have put some tree trunks on the road so that you can't, you know, your jeep gets stopped.
Jer smo shvatili da najvjerojatnije da su ovi banditi stavili stablo drveća na put tako da naš jeep ne bi mogao da prođe.
What to do?
I šta sada radimo?
This is very often what we experience in our sadhana.
I to je ono što mi jako često iskusimo u našem sadhani.
We want to chant.
Želimo da mantramo.
We want to progress.
Želimo da napredujemo.
But the gundas are on our path.
Ali banditi su na našem putu.
Bandita, yes. They want to steal everything.
I oni žele da ukradu sve.
You can ask Govinda Gopal, if you are interested in the rest of the story, what we did.
Možete da upitate Govinda Gopala ako ste zainteresovani za ostatak priče.
I can tell you what you do when you are on the path of sadhana.
A ja mogu da vam kažem šta treba da uradite kada ste na putu sadhana.
You have to call out for help.
Morate da dozivate u pomoć.
Srila Prabhupada! Haridas Thakur! Moj Guru Maharaja! Yes, I'm Nitkov. I am in danger. I can't concentrate.
Morate reći, ja sam u opasnosti, ja ne mogu da se skoncentrišem.
Bhakti is with the bhakta.
Bhakti je sa svojim bhaktom.
I am not a bhakta.
A ja nisam bhakta.
I am a shadow of a bhakta.
Ja sam senka bhakta.
Everyone can see it, even my wife or my daughter or my brother or my sister.
I svi to mogu da vide, čak i moja čerka, i moja žena, i moj brat, i moja sestra.
But I need help.
Meni je potrebna pomoć.
And then you begin to associate with devotees, if you understand this.
I onda počnete da se družite sa bhaktama, ako razumete ovo.
Because the qualities of good devotees become reflected in your heart.
Zato što će osobine dobrih bhakta postati odrazit će se u vašem srcu.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if you want to chant with affection there has to be at least one pure devotee in your kirtan who attracts the pure holy name.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da ako želite da mantrate čisto, onda mora biti makar jedan čisti bhakta u vašem kirtanu koji će privući sveto ime da se pojavi.
The devotees can give us Krishna.
Bhakte nam mogu dati Krishna.
But Krishna appears in this world also, he appears through four forms actually.
Ali Krishna se u ovom svetu pojavljuje u četiri svoja oblika.
Three forms are different types of devotees.
Tri vrste su tri različite vrste bhakta.
And the other is is the Bhagavatam.
A još jedan oblik je Bhagavatam.
If you want Krishna to appear in your heart, read the Bhagavatam.
Tako da ako želite da se Krishna pojavi u vašem srcu, onda treba da čitate Bhagavatam.
Or go to the devotee.
Ili da odete kod bhakte.
In chanting we go to Tulasi Devi.
Kada mantramo, mi idemo kod Tulasi Devi.
Or we can go to Ganga.
Ili možemo otići kod Gange.
That's why before we chant, we'll chant this evening, we will all take a bath in the Ganga.
I to je razlog zbog koga pre nego što budemo mantrali ove večeri, svi ćemo se kupati.
You don't need to bring a towel or bathing equipment. We will take care of that.
I ne morate sa sobom donositi peškire ili bilo kakvu opremu za kupanje, zato što će se mi ćemo se pobrinuti.
Yes, and you need to go to the devotees, serve the devotees.
I morate ići kod bhakte, morate služiti bhakte.
Then your practice can get life.
I onda vaša praksa može da poživi.
Because your practice will have Krishna.
Zato što će onda vaša praksa imati Krishna.
Yes, 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 yes. There are other ways to increase your attachment to Krishna.
I postoje također neki drugi načini na koje možete da povećate svoju privrženost ka Krišni.
But vreme, the time is running.
Ali vreme teče.
I try to make a long lecture actually short and I do not know how successful I was.
Ja sam u stvari sada pokušao da jednu dugu lekciju načinim kratkom i ne znam koliko sam uspešan bio u tome.
My point is we need to chant with affection.
I poenta koju sam želeo da napravim jeste da treba da mantramo sa privrženošću.
We need to chant with respect.
Moramo da mantramo sa poštovanjem.
It's very difficult for us to do this.
I za nas je jako teško da ovo uradimo.
When we are on the path of Vaidhi Bhakti.
Kada smo na putu Vaidhi Bhakti.
Where attachment has not yet come in our heart.
Gde još uvijek nema privrženosti u našem srcu.
But if we do our sadhana properly.
Ali ako ispravno izvodimo našu sadhanu.
That is, if we chant avoiding the offenses and keeping the different rules.
I to je ako izbegavamo 10 uvreda pri našem mantranju i ako sledimo određena pravila.
Then we will develop this love and spontaneity.
I u tom slučaju mi ćemo razviti ovu ljubav i spontanost.
A good tip is to call for help. Call the names of the devotees.
I dobar savjet je dozivati u pomoć i dozivati imena čistih bhakti.
Like yesterday we called out Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
Kao što smo juče pevali
Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
Jaya Jaya Haridasa. We remember Haridas Thakur's example.
I onda smo se setili primjera Haridas Thakur.
And you will see by just meditating about it, you will think, oh, I can also chant, no problem. If there's a little disturbance in my life, as long as I don't get the stick on my back.
I onda ćete vi u tom slučaju misliti, u redu, onda mogu ja da matram u svom životu, čak i ako postoje neka mala uznemirenja, osim ako me neko baš ne udara štapom po leđima.
My dear devotees, I really want to implore you.
I moji dragi bhakte, ja sada zaista želim da vas...
I want to beg you.
Želim da vas zamolim.
Please, do not take this easily. This is another lecture passed.
I ja bih vas zamolio da ovo ne uzmete onako olako i da samo kažete u redu, to je sad bilo samo jedna lekcija.
Soon as prasadam and then we think about the preparations.
Uskoro će prasadam i onda ćemo misliti na sve preparacije.
Please, I ask you again, do you want to have a dry spiritual practice?
Ja vas molim i opet vas pitam da li vi želite da imate suvu duhovnu praksu.
You cannot tolerate to go on in the superficial way.
Ne možete da tolerišete više da nastavljate dalje na ovako površan način.
It will not work.
I to neće funkcionisati.
And then you will take shelter in other things.
I onda ćete morati da uzmete utočište u drugim stvarima.
You find no desire in your heart to surrender.
Nećete imati želje u svom srcu da se predate.
You will always be and to be happy, you will just try to do the things which material people do.
I onda da biste postali srećni, jednostavno ćete raditi iste stvari koje rade i materialistički naklonjene osobe.
You have to dedicate yourself to the sadhana.
I morate da se posvetite sadhani.
Yes. Have to do it.
Vi to morate da uradite.
Otherwise we will not be the Hare Krishna movement, we will be a sekta.
I suprotno, mi nećemo biti Hare Krishna pokret, mi ćemo biti sekta.
Some unreal, unauthentic people following something which they don't understand really.
Bićemo neki nestvarni, neautentični ljudi koji slede nešto što stvarno ne razumeju.
When I gave this lecture in the Veda Academy, Gadadhar said,
i kada sam na Veda Akademiji dao ovu lekciju, onda Gadadhar rekao,
I think we should stop everything.
Mislim da bi sada trebalo da prestanemo sa svime.
And we should first learn to chant 64 rounds a day with ecstasy.
I da bi prvo trebalo da naučimo da mantramo 64 kruga svakog dana u zanosu.
Then I said, but then you wouldn't make any money any longer because you would be, your time would be different, you know, you wouldn't have so much time. 64 rounds takes like 7 to 8 hours.
A onda sam ja rekao, da, ali ako to uradite, onda nećete više moći da zarađujete novac, zato što će vaše vreme biti drugačije, jer za mantranje 64 kruga neophodno je 7 do 8 sati.
He said, Krishna said he would supply his devotees. We will not be hungry.
I on je rekao, ne, ja sam siguran, Krishna je rekao da će on dati svojim baktama sve što im je potrebno, tako da mi sigurno nećemo ostati gladni.
But then we decided we will do it in 1 month a year.
I onda smo mi odlučili da ćemo to raditi jednom mesečno.
Because we are just now establishing
ceo jedan mesec godišnje.
We are just now establishing a very important project.
Zato što upravo sad započinjemo jedan jako važan projekt.
In the service of Mahaprabhu.
U službi Čajtanja
Mahaprabhu. Yes. So this evening we will try something.
Tako da ćemo ove večeri probati nešto.
Please come.
Molim vas dođite.
It will be very entertaining also for your taste. It won't be any stragos, I promise.
I to će također biti veoma zabavno za vaš ukus i neće biti nikakvih strogosti, ja obećavam.
We will see wild things.
Vidjet ćemo lude i divne stvari.
Yes. But it will also be quite intense.
Ali će to biti jako intenzivno.
Yes, Hare Krishna. So at 7 o'clock, let us be ready.
I tako da se to dešava u 7 sati, tako da budete spremni.
With our bath in the Ganga.
I počet ćemo sa kupanjem u Gangi.
Then you will see.
I onda ćete vidjeti.
Dobro. I really hope, did I make my point?
Ja se sada stvarno nadam da sam, jel sam napravio ovdje jako pojeć.
I'm sorry, I was a little intense.
Izvinjam se što sam bio malo intenzivan.
Because I want that you remember this.
Ali to je samo zato što želim da ovo zapamtite.
Please do not be angry on me.
I molim vas, nemojte da se ljutite na mene.
I heard some devotees say I'm very happy. Very heavy to the people, which I like. I'm almost cruel, but I just care so much that something changes.
I ja sam čula da neki ljudi kažu da sam ja jako okrutan prema ljudima do kojih mi je stalo, ali to je samo zato što želim da se nešto promeni.
You will not go back to Godhead. You will always be in that dirty samsara bus. You know, if you don't take this serious.
I vi nikada nećete otići nazad kući Bogu, već ćete uvijek ostati u onom prljavom samsara autobusu ako ne uzmete ovo ozbiljno.
Okay, so we will end here. Tomorrow is the question and answer session. You see there's already the green question and answer box waiting for you.
I sada ćemo završiti ovdje. A sutrada će biti ova lekcija u stvari gde ćemo imati pitanja i odgovore i tamo u pozadini možete da vidite tu zelenu kutiju koja čeka na vaše pitanje.
Yes. So we will end here because we have an intense day, and not intense, a full day today.
I mi ćemo sad ovdje završiti zato što imamo dan koji već prepun raznih aktivnosti.
Will our doctor Nikic is his name, or our doctor Novic?
Doctor Novic?
Will he give us some information, Madhava Muni, how the day runs? Maybe it's helpful. Yes. So we will end the class here, and then we will listen to Madhava Muni. Come, Madhava Muni. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Hari Naam Prabhu ki, O Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.